Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller, your guest host for Project Independence in You. Today, WCWP.org at 88.1 FM. And we had another great show. Our first guest was Greg Balbera and from Right at Home. And we were talking a lot about mental health issues in the geriatric community. We did learn a lot, and I'm sure Christina will have him back again. And then we were just speaking with Nassau County Legislator Sheila Bino, and she gave us some updates on some vaccinations that are happening in the Newcastle area, which was terrific. Real boots on the ground effort, door to door knocking, bringing out the community. And they managed, I think she said 500?
Yes, 500.
Vaccines. They managed to get 500 vaccines, and we did learn a little bit some more, I'm sure. I know, Christina, you're going to have Sheila back on too, but now it's talk of the town, the Christina Lou, only 30 minutes remaining, but
I'll share it with Sheila anytime. You know, I mean, she's really doing, and we've been fortunate to, you know, previous weeks, I think for 3 or 4 weeks, we've had on County Executive Laura Curran. And I mean, I think what we've shown is that, you know, Nassau County and North Hempstead has some really amazing elected officials who are doing absolutely wonderful thing, and their heart is in the right place. You could hear, you know, when Sheila talks, you know, that she had a commitment and the heart and care to kind of get all these different pieces pulled together and, you know, and pull the whole community. And I love that she had, you know, religious leaders, the school district, you know, and that's really at the end of the day what it's all about, you know, to get these programs to work. So it's really wonderful. So it was great job, guys. Very informative. It's I couldn't believe that we're at, you know, here we are with only a half hour left. So great.
Here we are, half an hour left, the end of April. Where's time going? Right. What have you done with time, Otto? Where did you send it?
Well, I never met Sheila before, and I think she's a very lovely lady from my exposure just now. I think she's easy to talk with, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. So it's just important to, and I want to just give out her phone number for her office again, is 516-571-6202. So that's the number for her office, which is great. So wonderful job. And I just want to say that while this was all going on, we are now booked for June. Otto, you are going to be very happy as per your request. We do a lot of promoting, obviously, on North Hempstead, different departments and programs. And of course, we always get into the hot topic of recycling. You know, we spent a good day, you know, talking about number 5 plastics. And I was just talking to Mike Kelly, who's the executive director over there and the commissioner of the Swammer Department. And he's going to come on to give us the ins and outs of everything. And he was like, you know, I don't know if, you know, I could really go into detail. I was like, we actually want the detail because we've tried to figure this out, you know, kind of on our own. So to hear the actual facts about, you know, just the importance of keeping everything clean and green in North Hempstead. So we are fully booked in June. So we'll be promoting all those shows soon. A lot of great guests. So
I have another topic to think about. I've been reading a lot about the AARP comes out with these monthly magazines and basically a big thing that has a lot of really good stuff in it. And one of them is right now they're hot on scams and how they operate. And the thing that I still is a gray hole to me, and maybe you know the answer, I'm a crook. I set you up. And
I thought Otto was confessing to us, Rebecca.
Like, no, I'm playing the role here.
And I got a little nervous.
Well, they said one of the biggest ways that people process to get paid on these scams is gift cards. All right. And I have a blank up here about how you do that. Like somebody, Rebecca, I say, Rebecca, get me a $400 gift card for Home Depot, or your computer's going to break down with that bug that I put in there. Okay, so Rebecca's now going to think about sending me. How do you get the gift card to me?
I don't know. I think it's electronic, and I think it's like those green dot or whatever, you know, they're called. So it's more of like a
e-card
kind of credit card, right? Kind of concept.
But then that goes to an has to go to an email address,
right? Well, that's what I'm assuming.
And can't they track that email address down?
Yeah, we'd have to find out.
If it's mine, they can.
Yeah, you know, we're all coming from an innocent place that we're not scamming people.
Right. Yeah, but I'm an older person who's been scammed. I don't have a email. I picked up the phone and you told me my grandson is locked up in Rochester in jail, and you got to send me $1,000, but you can only do it with a gift card because I don't take.
That's a good question. Because that's really true. Because most of it is the gift card. You know, you always see.
But how does somebody?
I don't know either.
That's the piece that I'm thinking now. Okay.
Well, here's what I would do. Not that I'd ever done it, but I mean, you know, that senior scam where people are calling, they were talking about wiring money. I don't think that's through the credit card for your grandson. That's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. They use that panic tactic. You have to go right now. You have to get a gift card, and we'll meet. They're brazen. They'll even meet someone and grab the card. And and if they do have a smartphone, they can take a picture of both sides of the gift card, and that can be utilized right away in any format quickly.
I only have a flip phone.
Yeah. You have a flip phone?
No, I'm just role playing.
He's playing a lot of roles, Rebecca. Haven't you caught on? He's playing all different roles.
Oh, okay. Got it. Sorry. You know.
So I can't take a picture of the gift card.
I'm just curious as to how
does the financial transaction of a scam take place without the person who's getting the money or the gift card or whatever not get caught? Like if you wire money, it's got to go somewhere. And somebody has to pick up, maybe, I don't know, it has to go into an account, or it has to go to a Western Union office or whatever. That's where I always have a problem. How come they can't track where this thing goes? And, you know, like I read one just last night, actually, somebody said, okay, put $1,000 in an envelope and wrap it up with a lot of paper and stuff. But then even then, I have to mail that envelope or use Federal Express or whoever to get the envelope somewhere. We need is a good crook to call us and tell us, how did they do this?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, in the scam I could ask, you know, the people that do our scam presentations, I could certainly find out, because that's important to realize too. Dan said we're going to need to get a detective or expert in these scams on the show. But we have people that have done presentations. So I definitely, because I think it's important also to be aware of that, because, you know, certain things might be a red flag, you know. So
they said that like 90% of the scams nowadays are done with gift cards. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking, okay, a gift card. Where do I send the gift card? If it's electronic, if I have to mail it, where am I mailing it?
You know, I'm assuming with these email addresses too, there's probably like they're able to kind of quickly like get rid of it and roll over. You know, I'm assuming that's kind of how it could work, you know, that you get it and then kind of just keep like rolling them out. So,
I mean, they're so pros, you know, you're going to, you know, go buy a $1,000 Visa, MasterCard or American Express gift card, take pictures of both sides, and email it to this email address, which is gonna, you know, the second they receive it, they're gonna print it or whatever they do with the picture and then delete that email account.
And you know what it is too? These are all very, unfortunately, you know, we've been talking about this for years, scams, and it's something that we can't really get ahead of it, you know, like, but what we can do is educate people. So I think the most important thing to know is that if you have been scammed, or think you might have been scammed, is to always report it. You know, I mean, obviously you could always call 311. We can get you into contact, you know, with different, divisions, depending on where it is.
A definite red flag that something is a scam is if somebody's asking you to pay with a gift card. Mm-hmm. That's a scam. There's no legitimate situation that's going to ask to be paid with a gift card.
Right.
And that's what they seem to use as their number one payment method. as far as Visa and MasterCard and all the major banks, I read again that the crooks are trying to avoid them. They don't want to get involved with the big players because they will track them down.
But I mean, if you hear of, you know, there's like a collection agency, or there's even like they use familiar names to you, and they're like, you can simply just pay us by getting a gift card. I mean, it's just not any business is going to do that. You know, you just have to really hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Or, you know, call, you know, take 2 seconds and call Honda or call whoever they say they're calling from and get, you know, a legitimate number confirmation that, you know, you are in arrears or whatever the claim is.
Yeah, I think that's the message right at the moment. We don't know how they handle them, but the bottom line is no legitimate business gets paid with gift cards.
Right.
You know, period. So if you're going to ask, be paid, but somebody asks you to pay with a gift card, hang up, get the information, call the officials in the town or the government, whoever, that you've been scammed, but you didn't pay them because you didn't send them a gift card. I think that's the message for right now until we figure out how the crooks process these gift cards.
I was on a long drive a couple of weeks ago, and I was listening to the Comedy Channel, and this comedian came on, and he was hysterical. He was talking about scams, and he was talking about the warranty phone calls that everybody's getting on their car. And, you know, they call, and they're like, listen, my car's 36 years old. I have 250,000 miles. If there's a warranty on this car, I'll take it. What do you want of my car? You know, what? Tell me, what is it? I'll do it.
Yeah, but usually they'll only call once because this is your last chance.
Right. It's your last chance.
It's always your last chance. We laugh out all the time.
We're going to close the file. Whew, thank you.
Right.
What a relief.
They never do that.
Well, I have to say, you know, what has been actually interesting, which I've been finding on my cell phone, is that, you know, that, and it's been pretty recent. It's that new feature where your phone doesn't even, they silence a call that looks like spam or junk, you know?
Spam. Yes.
So I get, I actually got it when we were on the radio show, and it didn't even, because I was looking, I was like, what, I have a missed call, but it was, you know, because they, you know, threw there. So hopefully as technology grows, we could kind of protect as much as we can, you know, certain things that get through. So I thought that
I have a scam call that I can play.
Oh, huh?
Well, that'd be interesting. Just make sure it's the right one. Doesn't give out too much information.
Oh, I turned the volume down so you can't hear it because we're on here. Wait a minute.
That's not a flip phone. So we're listening for Otto.
Yeah, we're listening for a scam.
A message that's okay. Scam or a scam call. But you know, we're gonna have to wait until after the commercial break, Otto, to hear this commercial because we have just a few seconds left. So we will be right back with Project Independence and Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, for the last 15 minutes of Project Independence, and you will be right back.